I am Crystal's daughter. My mom would constantly tell me to do all of these little things, you know, iron your shirt and make sure the window is closed and make sure you clean out the microwave and all of these little nagging, annoying things that I've learned to do in my adulthood naturally. But it's not really natural. It's my mom nagging in the back of my head. My mother is the force of my kindness. She's the force of me doing things that I don't really want to do, but I know I'm supposed to do them. So my mom has always been this tall, beautiful brown skin drink of water. And she's always been thin and beautifully shaped and formed. And I've always been this shorter, stoutier, stubbier, chubbier, fair-skinned beauty. Now, I knew I was beautiful, like my mother, but I always wanted to look like her and I always wanted to be like her. So when she was constantly nagging me and telling me to do things, I was like, my mother just wants me to be like her and I'm never gonna be like her. I'm never gonna be as beautiful as her or as brown as she is or as smart as she is or as primped and prepped and primed as she is. I tried so hard for so long as she nagged me over and over again over the years. And then when I came into adulthood, I realized I had become my mother because she had nagged me into being just like her. Like the way I dress, this is my mother. Me doing my hair, my mother. Me making sure everything is clean and neat at home and my dishes are done before I can go on vacation, all my clothes are put away, all my shirts are ironed. All that is my mother. But there were some things that my mother sewed into me that made me sew into her. Like I told you, my mother's always been a tall, thin drink of water. And as I got older, I started to gain weight, especially in high school. So post high school, when I got my largest, she used to nag at me about, you know, taking care of myself and wanting to take care of my body. And it wasn't important to me, never had been. I knew I was beautiful, I was confident in myself. But it still nagged at me that my mother took all of this pain, gave me all of this pain about my weight. And I didn't know how to deal with it. And so my mom had my little brother 14 years later, and jumping around. My mom had my little brother about 14 years after I was born. And so she started to gain weight and she was no longer this tall, thin drink of water like she used to be. So she kept putting pounds on over the years and two annoying bratty kids, she started drinking more wine. And so the pounds just, you know, started coming on. And the next thing I know, my mother's, you know, having these bad eating habits and, you know, she's not really taking care of herself. So guess what I started doing? I started sewing into her, mom, you need to consider what you eat. Mom, you need to just make it one bottle of wine, not two. Mom, you need to consider how much you're walking around and you need to not cook fried chicken every Friday. You can do it once a month. So I started sowing all these seeds and I started picking with her about how much fruit she was eating and the type of fruit she was eating. No more fruit cups with the syrup and no more potatoes that were already heavily seasoned and, you know, reconsidering everything that she did. I started planting these seeds for about the last 10 years. And guess what? It finally worked. So I am Crystal's daughter because of how I talk and the pen that I had to pick up because it has to be neat and clean. But she is Tyra's mother because now she's eating healthy. Now she's lost 20 pounds. Now she's taking care of her body and she goes for walks and she's happier and she's sleeping and she's only drinking half a bottle of wine now. Probably a whole bottle, but not telling me. But my mother really sewed into me the persistence of doing things that will help yourself and help other people. And she reaped the benefits of those of building the person that she wanted to, who loved herself and who was persistent with her on treating her body differently and on loving her body differently with what she ate, with what she did, and how she saw herself. So my mom really taught me how to reap what I sowed. Yeah.